this time of year especially important, but every time obviously. But the numbers that are actually drinking and driving is actually very, very high. Survey recently carried out has shown the figures are actually climbing, and it's just not acceptable that people continue to drink and drive.
Christmas and the New Year are notoriously dangerous times on the road. Those dangers are heightened very, very much so if you drink and drive.
That's right. Like, any amount of alcohol impairs your driving. Everybody knows that. Like, it's not my opinion. This is fact. It's based on figures. And we're asking people to leave the keys at home, book a taxi or designate a driver, go out and enjoy yourself, but make alternative arrangements to get home.
A lot of guarded detections now are the day after, the night before.
Yeah, that's right. Unfortunately, the night you go out, like, you think the next morning you're obviously all right, but you're not all right. Like, if you have a good few drinks at night, the impact's still there in the morning, so you just can't do it in the morning. First thing in the morning, you have to make alternative arrangements to get to work or go wherever you have to go, but do not drink and drive, in the morning especially as well.
And as it relates to impairment when you're driving, we're seeing more cases of drug driving.
That's right. Like, up here, the figures are not showing that, but nationwide, like, the figures are climbing all the time, like, and it's just not accessible to do that either.